The third autobiographical poem actually results from a trip to Florida, where I met, after reading, I think, I'm not sure whether she was American or an English lady. Florida. "Not one poem about an animal," she said. "In 5-6 volumes of poetry, not one about the peaceable kingdom." An accusation. Was she from the RSPCA? "Your contemporaries have all composed inspired elegies for expired beasts, told of salmon flinging themselves up the sheer waterfall, cold crows in black rags loitering near motorways, parables of foxes and pheasants, owls and voles, mice and moles, cats, bats, pigs, pugs, snails, quails. So why can't you write one, just one haiku?" "Oh," I said, "oh." Then wondered if she knew the story of the starving dowager. The lady looked as solemn as no. Well, during the French Revolution, the dowager, becoming thinner and thinner, invited other lean aristocrats to dinner. That night the guests saw, I continued, slowly roasting on a rotating spit, the dowager's own poodle, Fido, who proved to be most succulent, so they made a feast of it. Afterwards, the dowager sighed, fingering the pills about her neck, sighed and said in noble French, I translate, "What a damn shame Fido isn't alive to eat up all those nice crunchy bones left upon the plate." My story over, I waited for applause. "We'd never cease from crying," she said, "if one insect could relate its misery." "Quite," I said, looking at my paws. "In Florida, I saw a floating log change and chase and swallow up a barking dog." "Hell," I said, "an alligator? A museum snake, too, in Gainesville, Murder City, I can't forget. Poor black priapus in an empty cave, lifting up its head for food not there. With your gift, I'd make a poem out of that." "So try," she said, "do try and write a creature poem and call it Florida." I closed my eyes and she receded. I thought of tigers and of Blake. I thought of Fido and his bones. "No, no," she cried, "think of Florida." I saw the hotels of Miami Beach. I heard waves collapsing ceaselessly. "No, no," she said, "think again. Think of Florida, its creature kingdom." Like a TV screen, my imagination lit up to startle the ghost of Blake with my own eidetic ad for Florida. First that black frustrated snake erect, then two grapefruit inside a brazier. "Open your eyes," the lady screamed. "Wake up." "I'm a poor bifurcated animal," I apologize. "Eagle, beagle, bug, grub, boar, bear."